Hi, my name is Sydney DeCaro, and I studied abroad in Alicante, Spain, in the fall of 2018. My study abroad story is about my unexpected solo experience in Switzerland when my friend that I was traveling with got sick and needed to go back to our Airbnb, and I had to make the decision whether I wanted to travel alone or go back or just do my own thing. And this was a pivotal experience in my study abroad trip because I had to intentionally shift my mindset when things didn't turn out how I hoped. And it was so powerful because it was the first time that I had this conscious experience of acknowledging my growth and independence, and I made the conscious choice to choose adventure over fear.
Why did you feel this experience was so scary for you? Had you ever traveled alone before?
I've really never traveled at all. With my family, I've gone to a few places, but nothing really outside of the US. I'm more of like a homebody, like very close with my family, not really one to go out and do a lot of things on my own. So me studying abroad at all was a huge step for me. No one in my family thought I was going to leave the state of Pennsylvania for college, let alone go for a semester to a different country and live there. So the experience of studying abroad in and of itself was very scary, and then being alone in Switzerland by myself with no cell service just because my phone didn't work there because it wasn't a part of the European Union was really scary for me. I had only to rely on myself, what I knew, my brain, not speaking the language that they speak, which is Swiss German. So it was just a really scary experience for me, and just the thought of being alone like set me into a panic.
Did you ever go on adventures in like your host city or in Pennsylvania by yourself?
I did go explore Alicante alone quite frequently, but I didn't do this when I first got there. I did it once I acclimated to the public transportation system and the layout of the city. Once I like start to feel comfortable in a place, I'm able to go wherever it may be. But I heavily rely on my own confidence that I know where I'm going and I'm not going to get lost. And even if I did get lost in Alicante or being at home in Pennsylvania, like I always had my cell phone and Google Maps to fall back on. However, like being in Switzerland, this was a new city, a new culture. It was just very unfamiliar to me with a very intricate public transportation system. So having to consciously shift my mindset and tell myself that none of that mattered and I would figure out where I was going was really important to me. So I really like told myself to get lost in Switzerland, and in getting lost, I really found myself. I found my independence and I found my confidence in being able to rely on myself and only myself to figure things out. And if I got lost, I got lost. But like in that moment, I would figure it out. So when that moment of panic of me just standing in the streets of Switzerland alone with no cell service just took over me, I just really tried to like hold back the tears and just tell myself that like I'm in Switzerland, somewhere that's been on my bucket list for years, and just to get lost in Switzerland. And I really enjoyed myself more in that moment than I enjoyed myself in any other moment during my study abroad experience.
So, what did you end up doing in your solo day in Switzerland?
I explored the old town, which was beautiful, and I just randomly stumbled upon this Swiss festival, which was very cool just to kind of get a more understanding into the culture and like what's important to them. So I just kind of like walked around and just really like immersed myself into what Switzerland has to offer. And I ultimately figured out the public transportation system and making my way back to the Airbnb. I went to a zoo and walked down beautiful cobblestone streets, and I spoke with some locals to get some recommendations. I just went along with like no plan and just found things as they come up, which is like something that's hard for me because I'm a huge planner, and to just be able to wander in the streets of Switzerland by myself with no distractions, no cell phone, and just myself was just like an incredible and rare experience.
How do you feel about it looking back on it now?
Looking back, I feel so proud of myself for being able to take a step back and shift my mindset and just keep going. I'm so glad that I didn't allow the fear of the unknown to take away from my amazing day in Switzerland, which I easily could have. I could have made the conscious choice to just go back to the Airbnb with my friend and help like in any way I could. But because I only had 3 days in Switzerland, I really wanted to take advantage of my time there and the money I spent to get there. So I'm really glad that I didn't allow this fear to impede on my day there. And this experience really showed me how much growth I've made in my independence and my confidence. And it showed me that if I can travel in a new city alone with no cell service and with a different language than my own, I think I can travel pretty much anywhere in this world and handle it with ease. So on this solo day in Switzerland, I proved so much to myself. I challenged myself and I pushed myself outside my comfort zone, which I think is honestly the essence of a study abroad experience.